Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Widespread below average temperatures across much of the lower 48 states through tomorrow. Lake effect snows downwind of the Great Lakes will produce very light accumulations and lots of frost and freeze warnings all the way across central Texas and the southeast, including the Florida Panhandle. Easy for me to say. Including the Florida Panhandle, not to mention the New York, Philadelphia metropolitan areas. Gone are the 60s and 70s from last week as high temperatures. They will struggle to eclipse the 50-degree mark this week. Also, this marks my 2-year anniversary on the Walter Sterling Show. I didn't get a raise, but I didn't get a pink slip either. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist for the Sterling on Sunday Show. Reports at 6 and 36 past every hour. I got to run. Oh, there's water in the basement. Oh, no.
Up through a Hardee's drive-thru.
Where'd it go? This is the most annoying piece of...
Up through a Hardee's drive-thru. We pull around the back, and we're just about going through. We pull through the drive-thru. They take the order. We pull up, and she says, pull ahead, you know, because they had to make the order. The order wasn't done. We pull ahead, and a car comes perpendicular and parks, like, a little ways in front of us, and I've been around the block, and I said to my buddy, I said, that's either a bad guy or it's FBI. I said that straight up.
He's been around.
It's nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change. And I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenney's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
Now, hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney. And yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform. And I regret it's become political instead of scientific. But the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder,
well, I
though, is when
not,
you
because
see...
Because you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody. No global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see the government, when you see NASA, when you see other institutions...
The great, late John Coleman, he was the first weatherman on CNN. No, on Good Morning America. He was the founder of the Weather Channel, a real meteorologist. And he's like, there's no such thing as global warming. What's wrong with all of you? You think your Chevrolet can warm the atmosphere? It's insane. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I get amazing email, really fascinating email. I got an email this week from a man named Keith. Keith is in Alaska. And the first thing I'm fascinated by is he's in Alaska. And he's at the North Pole. And I'm like, is he really in Alaska? Is he really at the North Pole? And he has an interesting dilemma that he's going to share with you and me. And maybe you can help him solve it. Keith, are you really in Alaska? Are you really at the North Pole?
I am in the town North Pole where Santa Claus house is. It's Christmas all year. We have candy cane lights.
Are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You just ended with candy cane lights, and it was sort of abrupt, and I'm used to people rambling and being very boring, but you're determined not to be boring, aren't you?
I can be.
Now, how long have you lived at the North Pole, Keith?
We moved here 6 years ago.
Where'd you move from, Fort Lauderdale?
No, Lincoln City, Oregon.
Which station do you hear Sterling on Sunday on at the North Pole?
KFAR, 97.5.
And what city are they in?
They're Fairbanks? Out of Fairbanks, Alaska. Yep.
That station has been with us since day one, and I'm very grateful to them, and I thank them. Now, Keith has an interesting job, and then we're going to go into his dilemma, but first I'd like you to describe your job. Tell me what you do, Keith.
Well, during COVID, about 2 years ago, I ended up going full-time door dashing, and that's what I do 80-plus hours a week in my little town of North Pole is I deliver food.
How many people live at the North Pole?
Roughly 3,000.
And there's enough business for a DoorDash guy to deliver food at the North Pole?
Yeah, we have right now, I think, about 9 merchants here. On average, I do about 30 deliveries a day. About
wow.
4 figures wow. a week.
So let me ask you a few questions about DoorDash at the North Pole. Is this a good business?
It is. It wasn't years ago, but in the last 2 years, it's definitely a lot of businesses. On average, 20 dashers out here just in one day.
Keith in the North Pole is a DoorDash man at the North Pole. And there was a big psychological hump, thanks to the pandemic, that suddenly it became totally acceptable, socially acceptable, to have your food delivered. It suddenly became okay to do deliveries. Now, I spent most of my life in Manhattan, and in Manhattan, all of the retailers depend on deliveries. The pharmacies, the hardware stores, all of them depend on deliveries. The minute you leave Manhattan, it was almost like you were lazy. It was against the Puritan ethic that you had to have things delivered. But thanks to the pandemic, you, Keith, have a career as a DoorDash guy. Here's the most important question. How much should I tip a DoorDash guy?
An average tip, $5 is what typically is average.
If I buy a $10 item, should I still tip $5?
In my opinion, yes, because you have to take into consideration the gas we use, the time waiting at the merchant, just for you to have the luxury of having it delivered to your door.
Are there some merchants, categories of merchants, who are more accepting of delivery and others that are a pain in the butt?
In our town, all our merchants, they love us. They know all us regular dashers. We know all them. And you grow a good relationship out here, especially in a small town.
Dashers, like On Dasher, On Donner, and Blitzen, like that?
Exactly. In the North Pole.
Keith, it's great to have you on Sterling on Sunday. Coming up in just seconds, Keith is going to share with us his unique dilemma as the result of being a dasher at the North Pole. I can't wait for you to hear this. You have to hear this. And maybe you can help him solve this problem, because I've never run into this problem before. Hi, good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a beautiful night across America, although it's approaching a little too cold. It's 15 minutes past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Strip club. Prostitution. Wisconsin. Expected. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Coming up on Florida Stories, we've got a sheriff making jokes at a press conference. We got a pregnant lady knocking over cups at McDonald's. A drunk cop who looks like Miss Universe. And a 550-pound dinosaur in your swimming pool. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Well, I guess this is okay if you had no problem playing God. I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell a story of how a cop known around the precinct as Larry Laudass tried to get me to stick my neck out for him. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And Becky Gaffney.
Our top three stories this week. Sickness has entered the house. The kids refuse to use their own bathroom. And why are there about 1,000 gourds on the front porch?
Because it's gorgeous.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You've had a fancy meal in a good restaurant. Really comfortable and plush with the white cloth napkins. You get up, you go to the restroom. Everybody does. And you walk into one of those restrooms that's beautiful. The marble is shiny. The sinks are immaculate. There are cloth towels for you. It's just a really nice experience. And wait. Over there is a pristine computer monitor. A pristine computer monitor in the restroom. Colorful, pretty, and what does it show? It shows messages about your favorite retailers. Discounts, sales, everything you want to know about your favorite retailer is right there on that screen. And you get to get all that information in just a few seconds in a stunning graphic package. Oh, but wait, you sold that advertising. You got it into the computer screen. With a company called Social Indoor. Social Indoor put up the computer screen. They make sure that the ads go on the computer screen. That's all they do. You go out and present the idea to your friends, neighbors, and retailers you've done business with all your life. You finally get to monetize your relationships. That's what it is. You monetize your relationship and you get the money. Find out about this franchise opportunity where you get an exclusive territory with the restrooms in your area. You get to monetize your relationships. You get those advertisements on that screen throughout the city, throughout the state, and boom, you get money. Socialindoor.com. You finally get to participate in the hottest aspect of the advertising industry, social media. And you work for yourself. Oh, thank gosh. Finally, you work for yourself. Socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Most ad agencies have a conflict of interest. Their interest is in winning awards, wearing all black outfits, big Doc Martin shoes, and impressing the girls. That's what most ad agencies want to do. What do you want to do? You want to sell stuff. You want to bring in foot traffic to your business. That's what Northern Ad Agency will do for you. They have no interest in winning awards. Their interest is in bringing sales to you. And they know how to do that through social media and radio. They know how to do that on Facebook, Instagram. They know how to do it for you. Northern Ad Agency, northernadagency.com. It's a Midwest ad agency, not some Beverly Hills or Brooklyn ad agency. It's a Midwest agency, and they will bring business to your store. Northern Ad Agency.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.
You won't believe this. Keith is in Alaska at the North Pole. The actual... Hey, Keith, you know what you have to do? I need you to take that expensive, overpriced iPhone you've got, and I want you to take a picture of whatever you're looking at out your window. I want to see what the
I can do that, but like. I don't like iPhone. I only use Galaxy, but I can definitely do that.
Yeah, I don't know what a Galaxy is, but would you take some pictures of whatever you're looking at right now and email them to me at WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I would love to see what you're looking at. Now, Keith has an interesting dilemma. First of all, for whatever reason, in the state of Alaska, the only good radio show on at this time is Sterling on Sunday. And I am grateful for that, Keith, and I thank you for listening. I really am grateful. This is the coolest thing in the world to me. The next thing is Keith has a problem. He has a problem with the local authorities, and I love problems with the local authorities. So please share with us your problem, Keith. And I suspect one of our Midnight Misfits will be able to help you. Go ahead and share your problem.
All right, let's go back just a little bit. So for the last 6 years, this will be the sixth year, I put a strand of lights usually on top of my vehicle. I've done it with five different vehicles. And I drive around with my Christmas lights on during my deliveries and going to the merchant. It brings joy and smiles to everybody. Everybody knows I do it every year. Now, this year, I got five tickets in 7 days because of my Christmas lights. They left me alone for a week. A news article came out on the front page. That night, they messed with me again, gave me my sits ticket. And then we ended up doing an event starting at the Santa Claus house. We actually even had Santa Claus show up, and three of our local politicians showed up in support. And we had people decorate their cars any way they wanted in the holiday spirit. And then we did a parade around North Pole to show the community, you know, they came together, and it's North Pole. We shouldn't have an issue with showing our holiday spirit here to bring joy to people when it's supposed to be Christmas every day in this town.
What exactly?
And like I said, we have Santa Claus house here.
What exactly was the violation cited on the tickets?
Well, they gave me a long citation number, and then next to it, it says that I'm in violation of use of lights and colors not authorized.
What colors did you use? Like, were they flesh colors? What colors were you using?
They don't flash. I have, like, orange and purple and green and the Christmas colors, just a regular strand from my local Walmart.
Well, first of all, we're all impressed that there is a Walmart at the North Pole.
Well, it's in Fairbanks, but close enough.
You put lights on your vehicle, which many people do. I know that for years I would put lights on my, I had a LeBaron convertible, but I also put one of those white guy wreaths on the front of the car that you could plug in inside the car, and I had a wreath on the front of the car. I was very proud of myself.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But they gave you how many tickets for this?
In the last 2 weeks, I've gotten sits total.
Did you get
And I've done it 6 years. So at the moment, one has reached out. One has reached out. We're in conversation to see if there's anything we can do. But first, I'm glad that these three politicians came in support. And now I want to sit at the table with our local leaders and our governor if it has to be.
What a waste of time for them and you for putting lights on your car. Listen, you want to help?
Exactly.
Out
I shouldn't have to do that,
of
but if that's
not.
What I have to do, then...
Of course not. Here's your phone number. Please call. Let's help Keith. My number is 888-688-9258. This is our first gift of the holiday season. We're going to hit on a hard issue. Lights on your car. 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Live throughout America, including Alaska. We've always been on that radio station in Alaska, and we're very grateful. It's insane that Keith, who's a DoorDash driver in Alaska at the North Pole, drives around with attractive, I'm sure they're very attractive, lights on the roof of his car, and now he's gotten six citations. Keith, how much are the citations for?
Well, they're $50 a ticket, and then each ticket has a $20 surcharge on top of that.
Now, what's the surcharge supposed to be for? Is that your tip for delivery?
I know, right?
Right? That's insane. And this never happened before, right?
Last year, at the beginning of the season, what I consider the season when I put my lights on my vehicle is November 1st until the new year. Last year, in the first week, they gave me one citation. I talked to, at the time, the captain, and then the rest of the season, I never once got pulled over. I talked to the chief this year, and all he tells me basically is, yeah, it's against the law, and it's up to the cop's discretion whether or not to give me a citation. So this has been a law for years, but they haven't actually done anything in 5 years.
What is the law? What does it say?
Their statute of unauthorized use of color lights, and you can only have orange and yellow lights, I think he said.
Orange and yellow. But it would seem to me that orange and yellow lights would pose the greatest hazard because they could be confused at a distance with a traffic light.
Therefore, well, not only that, I could see if we were in Halloween town, then orange lights might be nice, but where Santa lives, like, orange is not just a Christmas color. Christmas colors are usually multiple colors, and you know?
Well, it's insane. Keith, it's insane. Keith is a DoorDash driver in Alaska.
What's even funnier, though, is now the cops have gotten the nickname Grinch, and what's funny is their cop cars have the color of the Grinch on the side of their cop cars. So it's just, it's like a story that you can't make up.
Oh, no, you can't make this story up. It's incredible. And when you deliver, let me ask you this. When you deliver on your DoorDash route and people, customers, see the colored lights on your car, have any of them ever said, well, that's outrageous, you shouldn't be doing that?
Negative. I even have a couple regulars that are troopers and local Fairbanks cops, and they love it. Every year during this season, it even actually brings my revenue up because people come out and they actually give me more of a tip because of it, because I made their kids smile or they enjoy it. Like, I've never come across anybody that's did not like it. Actually, the most question I get is, how did he do it?
Now, there's an article about this in the newspaper at the North Pole, and you very generously got the Walter Sterling Show, Sterling on Sunday, mentioned in the article. Which newspaper is that?
That's a Fairbanks Daily News Miner.
And they covered this. What was their position?
Twice.
They've covered this twice.
I was in the front page on Thursday, and then after the parade last night, me and other people were on the front page and in the newspaper today.
Well, what's their position on this story? Do you know what's the newspaper's position?
They're reporters. The way they write it up, they take both sides of the story and they put it into a story. They're neutral.
Right. All right, you and I are talking to Keith, who's in North Pole, Alaska, and he has an interesting dilemma. His dilemma is that he's getting citations, six of them, for putting lights on his DoorDash car. He's just put Christmas lights on his car, and he's getting citations for this. What would you do? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. We're live across America, including Alaska. 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I get to be with you every single Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. coast to coast. 9 p.m. to 9, 7, yeah, in there. And it's great to be with you. My live number is 888-688-9258. Advice for Keith. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me? I can't hear anything.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Plenty of rain in the Pacific Northwest all week long. But as these systems move south and east, they will weaken and mix with a series of moisture-starved upper air lows. We'll see gusty winds across most of the western state, even a chance of showers in Las Vegas Tuesday into Wednesday. And cold temperatures at night will prompt scattered frost warnings across California's Sacramento Valley, with a dusting of snow across the higher peaks of the mountains of the desert southwest. Some of the coolest temperatures we've seen since last spring. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 right here on the Sterling on Sunday show. Oh no, gotta go. There's water in the basement. Oh no.
888-688-WALT. We're helping out Keith, who listens to us at the North Pole. No, really, he listens to us at the North Pole. We have a great radio station in Alaska, and he's been listening to us for years. He is a DoorDash driver. And every year, Keith puts lights, Christmas lights, on the top of his DoorDash car. Every year, people say, that's great, Keith, very nice, we appreciate it. This year, the cops have given him six citations. There seems to be problems this year with the lights on top of the car. None of his customers have complained. His bosses haven't complained. Suddenly, it's against some ordinance about colored lights on the top of a car. What would you do? 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Live throughout America. Steve, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello. I want to say first, I think it's silly that he's gotten multiple violations. You know, maybe just leave it at one. I'm going to go ahead and side with law enforcement on this one because Alaska law states that you can't have red or blue lights, especially if they flash on top of the vehicle, because then you might be mistaken for an emergency vehicle. Now, I mean, you could have green and, you know, any color that isn't red or blue or the combination, and that would be compliant with the law. So that's what I would encourage him to do. But again, I think the law enforcement probably could have stopped at one violation and maybe left it at that.
Now, Keith is on the phone with you. Keith, do they flash?
They don't flash. There's a couple red, couple blue in the mix. But when I talked to the chief of police here in North Pole, he told me I can't have pink, purple, green. He said the only colors I'm allowed to have are orange and yellow. And that was where the dispute is.
How do you feel about that, Steve?
Well, I'm not an attorney or a law enforcement officer, but I would disagree based on what I think the law says, you know, for whatever my two cents are worth.
Well, Steve, more importantly, how do you like Sterling on Sunday? How do you like the big show?
You know, I only sporadically hear it, but I think it's great.
What station do you listen to it on?
The very same one that Keith is on, KFAR in Fairbanks.
How cool is this, Keith? You two can get together for coffee. Or peppermint coffee,
as
the case. Or peppermint coffee, as the case may be. Steve, thank you very much for your call. Victor, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Your number is 888-688-9258. Hello, Victor. You're talking to Keith, a DoorDash driver in Alaska.
How you doing, Mr. Sterling? Hi, I'm from Philadelphia, and I actually I do Uber and DoorDash myself. So I understand how, you know, how hard you have to work in this job, you know, to make a, you know, good money. So, you know, in order to get fined of $50, you know, six times, it hurts, you know, it hurts a lot. But, I mean, I understand with, you know, as far as the law enforcement, you know, I understand their side. I mean, if it's against the law, it's against the law. But I agree with the last caller, you know, maybe they could have just gave him one fine and, you know, kind of left it at that, made a point. But, you know, for them to keep fining him over and over, I just think it's a bit much. You know, like I said, it's hard in this, you know, in this job to make good money to begin with. You know, and you risk your life, you know, dropping orders off or people off and such, you know. So,
Victor,
I'm at both sides.
Victor, as a DoorDash driver and an Uber driver, what's a good tip?
Honestly, I would just take them off to be, you know.
No.
Because,
no. I'm sorry. What money, when you make a delivery, what's the right amount to pay you?
Oh, okay. Well, it depends on the distance, how far it is. Maybe if it's like a 25, 30-minute ride, and depending on the miles, you know, maybe at least like $10.
Wow. Well, that's
especially I work overnight. I work from night to the morning. You know, so I basically work like in the a.m.
Well, you know that I work overnights too, and I know that those of us who work the late shift or work the third shift, we're special, we're better workers, we're independent, we handle things. And Victor, I thank you so much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. Bill, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. We're helping Keith, an Uber driver, not an Uber driver, a DoorDash driver in Alaska with his dilemma. Bill, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Sure. I have two comments. I'm a retired teacher, by the way, and I am in law enforcement now, security guard. My advice to him is to have the ordinance changed to make a session for Christmas time. Second, Fairbanks, Alaska is nowhere near the North Pole. And I'm not trying to be mean because I love your show. I've been listening to you because I'm an insomniac since you began your show. And that's my advice. Change
Keith,
the audience.
Keith, are you nowhere near the North Pole, Keith?
I am in the town North Pole.
Got it. So there's a town called North... Go ahead.
Yeah, the town is called North Pole, but it's nowhere near the North Pole. Being a geography, a retired history geography teacher. But I understand why they called it North Pole, because of Christmas.
So they're pretty smart.
The Santa Claus house is here, and candy cane lights, yeah, and on their signs it all says Christmas.
I'm not trying to be mean, though. Trying to be mean.
No, you're not going to ruin Christmas for them, Bill. Thank you very much for your call at 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Keith, this is an amazing subject, that the cops are shutting you down because you have Christmas lights on your DoorDash vehicle at Christmas time. I am so flattered.
They're trying to shut me down, but that's why I'm keep getting the citations, because I refuse to turn my lights off.
All right, so here's what you're going to do for yourself and for me. You're going to be available to us again next week to tell us how this is playing out, because this is scary that the cops in your neighborhood have enough time to come after you six times for putting lights on the top of your car. Six times. That's what scares me, that there's enough discretionary time that they can come after you over and over and over again for the deep and serious crime of Christmas lights. Keith, you're a good guy. Thank you very much for sending me the email. I appreciate it. And we're going to call you again next week, if that's okay.
Yep, I'll be ready.
All right, that's the best. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It is great to be with you. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of a lazy do-nothing cop who got promoted sergeant, who many years later asked me to stick my neck out for him. So as I've stated many times, when you're an NYPD rookie in a precinct, no one treats you well. The old-timers really ignore you and want nothing to do with you, but who treats the rookie cops worse is the two-year wonders that were hired 6 months before you. They act like they've done it all, and they tend to treat the rookie cops as like mean-spirited older brothers. The worst of these clowns was a guy in my precinct by the name of Larry Lardass. Larry and his partner were always the last ones to any call, and they were always trying to stick the other rookie cops with a bogus arrest, some bag of crap. So one of the people that treated me nice in the precinct was this old grizzled veteran. We'll call him Jimmy Jones. Jimmy Jones was a former Vietnam veteran who was a gunner on a helicopter airship. He was a serious guy, very quiet, stoic. One day I'm working with him, and he tells me that he had done a midnight shift. He went back to his apartment in the Bronx. He was trying to catch a couple hours sleep, and he hears somebody outside his door. I go, what was it? He goes, there was a burglar trying to break into my apartment. I go, well, what did you do? He goes, I pulled open the door. He goes, there's a junkie outside with a set of lock picks. I brought him into the apartment. I beat the daylights out of him, and then I threw him into the hallway. So I said to myself, boy, he's a serious guy I wouldn't want to mess with. And I had forgotten about Larry Lardass and Jimmy Jones for many years, until I was in about my 18th year. I've got an arrest in a Bronx precinct, and who comes up to me but Larry Lardass? He goes, hey, Ferrari, you got a second? And I'm looking at him in his suit and tie, and I'm saying to myself, I can't believe this guy got promoted sergeant, let alone he's running a detective squad. I go, sure, Larry, what can I do for you? He goes, you know Jimmy Jones, right? And I says, what, from the precinct back in the day? He goes, yeah. I said, yeah. He goes, what kind of guy do you think he is? I says, well, you remember him. He really wasn't quite right. Would you say he's a dangerous guy? He asked me. I go, Larry, where are you going with this? He goes, well, his wife accused him of domestic violence, and before I send a team of detectives out, I just wanted to know the kind of guy he was. And I'm saying to myself, Larry Lardass has got water in the basement, and oh no, Vic Ferrari is not going to be the one to bail him out. I says, come on, Larry, you remember what kind of guy he is. He goes, well, what do you mean? I says, Larry, you were in the precinct before I got there, and you were there after I left. You would know the type of guy Jimmy Jones is way better than I would. So for several uncomfortable minutes, Larry Lardass attempted to browbeat me into putting my name down on paperwork that I thought that Jimmy Jones was a dangerous guy. Larry Laudass knew all this. He just wanted me to stick my neck out as a source so if something went wrong, he'd have something to cover his rather large butt with. It's sad, but when guys like Larry Laudass get promoted, it washes away all their sins and they get to move up the ladder. So be sure to check out my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder Department.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And now MyPillow has given me the good night's sleep that I deserve and you deserve. Well, Lindell continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest is on the towel set. Towels aren't something you think about much. I never knew what I was missing until I tried MyPillow towels. Here's the deal. You get a set of MyPillow towels, six-piece set. It's made in the USA. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, $89.98. But for a very limited time, in fact, it might be offered by the end of this show, it goes for $39.98 with the promo code WALTER. The promo code WALTER. Do it now. Order it now. You'll forget tomorrow. Call 800-844-0876. Say, WALTER! 800-844-0876. Say, WALTER! And get the deal on MyPillow towels. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now call them. Call them now because you think, well, I'll do it tomorrow. You won't do it tomorrow. It'll get busy tomorrow. Here's their number. There's a real person waiting there right this second to talk to you. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. These towels come in an amazing array of colors. You can get black towels and suddenly be cool, or you can get pink ones for your mother-in-law. 800-844-0876. That is the phone number. One more time, 800-844-0876. Say, Walter, and you get $50 off.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I don't want to have sex. You're my wife, for God's sake.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Strip club. Prostitution. Wisconsin. Expected. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Coming up on Florida Stories. We've got a sheriff making jokes at a press conference. We got a pregnant lady knocking over cups at McDonald's. A drunk cop who looks like Miss Universe. And a 550-pound dinosaur in your swimming pool. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Well, I guess this is okay if you had no problem playing God. I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk host. I'll explain later. Here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And Becky Gaffney.
Our top three stories this week. Sickness has entered the house. The kids refuse to use their own bathroom. And why are there about 1,000 gourds on the front porch?
Because it's gorgeous.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice. We're bringing back the mystery voice. You get a chance to guess the mystery voice in exchange for a fantastic prize. No, really, a fantastic prize if you can identify who this is.
Did you just look at my boobs?
I was not my intention. I didn't stare directly at them.
You're looking at them right now.
Now I did, because you were talking about them.
Do you know who that is? 888-688, the woman, not the guy. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Hello, I'm Walter Sterling. It is great to be with you every single Sunday night for three giant hours. If you'd like to contact me during the week, like Keith, the DoorDash driver from Alaska, got in touch with me this week, all you have to do is send me a note, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Hello, Karen with the cats. Rosemary Furlong, welcome. And your mom, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, welcome. And Billy Datz and your family. I'm a little disappointed, my Midnight Misfits. I have not heard from Billy Datz and his family in a while. I hope everything is okay. This weekend, as you know, Donald Trump's youngest daughter, Tiffany, Imagine being a lawyer, having the name Tiffany. She's a lawyer and she has the name Tiffany. She walked down the aisle at Mar-a-Lago. She got married. Everybody behaved. Her father walked her down the aisle. Her mother was there in the family portrait. Oh my gosh. But nobody knew what the wedding march song was. We only saw photos of all of this in the Daily Mail, the finest newspaper in the world. But I have exclusive audio from the wedding, and this is what the wedding march sounded like at the Tiffany Trump wedding today. 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, 64, Exclusive audio on Sterling on Sterling. And then, do you realize that Tiffany Trump actually released an album a few years ago? An album of her singing? Here's in fact, an example of her singing from her own album. Oh, sure. All the other hosts, they go on bloviating arguments about the ex-president and this and this. I have what you care about. Tiffany claims to be able to sing. You decide. I guess that album was the deciding factor in her becoming a lawyer. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Good to be with you on a Sunday night. Now, everybody who calls in has an opportunity to win a prize. All you have to do is identify this voice.
Do you just look at my boobs?
I was not my intention. I didn't stare directly at them.
You're looking at them right now.
Now I did. Because you were talking about them.
My dilemma is always that all of the serious news people, whatever they think is the serious news, it never syncs up with my serious news. My serious news is that at a random point today, my check engine light went on. And it stayed on for too long. Usually, the check engine light means that your gas cap is either loose or chipped. But I have one of those cars where the cover of the gas tank opens and closes and there's no cap. We just had an oil change. The brakes are fine. The tires are fine. Now I'm going to have to spend most of next week determining why did the check engine light go on. And that, to me, is more important than anything that could have happened in Congress. This is Sterling on Sunday on a beautiful night throughout America. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Widespread below average temperatures across much of the lower 48 states through tomorrow. Lake effect snows downwind of the Great Lakes will produce very light accumulations and lots of frost and freeze warnings all the way across central Texas and the southeast, including the fall Florida Panhandle. Easy for me to say. Including the Florida Panhandle, not to mention attention the New York, Philadelphia metropolitan areas. Gone are the 60s and 70s from last week as high temperatures. They will struggle to eclipse the 50-degree mark this week. Also, this marks my two-year anniversary on the Walter Sterling Show. I didn't get a raise, but I didn't get a pink slip either. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist for the Sterling on Sunday Show, reports at 6 and 36 past every hour. I gotta run. Oh, there's water in the basement. Oh, no.
Watertown's Do Drop In. And, of course, Lebanon's famous TNT Wild Rose Club, popular with the customers for a couple of reasons. Prostitution. You see, folks, a lot of times you go to the champagne room and it's just good, clean old grinding, I guess is the best way to say it, in a family radio program. Oh, no, there's water in my basement. Radomir Buzdum, he's 62. Over the summer, he made a guilty plea for conspiring to do tax fraud and prostitution. Well, a couple of notes here, gang. If you're going to be involved with malfeasances like legal life prostitution, drug dealing, racketeering, whatever the crime may be, pay your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, they will come after you. Mr. Buzdum certainly knows that. 15 months in prison. He's going to be on 2 years of supervised release. He has to pay $171,000 in restitution to the IRS. The activity may be illegal, but the IRS always wants its cut. Folks, you may think that's a perfectly family-friendly strip club that's moved into your neighborhood. And it very well may be. Chances are, though, if the club isn't the pimps of the girls inside, that the girls inside got a pimp, and they're looking for ways to make some extra scratch on the side, if you know what I'm saying. From the champagne room, this is Vila Hool for Sterling at Night.
Coming up on Florida Stories, we've got a sheriff making jokes at a press conference. We got a pregnant lady knocking over cups at McDonald's, a drunk cop who looks like Miss Universe, and a 550-pound dinosaur in your swimming pool. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Well, I guess this is okay if you had no problem playing God. I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And Becky Gaffney.
Our top three stories this week. Sickness has entered the house. The kids refuse to use their own bathroom. And why are there about 1,000 gourds on the front porch?
Because it's gorgeous.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 10 past the hour. 10 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Look at that. We're on KFBK. Is there anything greater than to be on Bill White's radio station? And there we are on KDKA. These are giant radio stations that other network shows would kill to be on. And they sit there and go, how did Sterling get on those stations? How exactly did that happen? And that's nothing I'm going to reveal to you right now. However, if you can guess who this is when you call 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, WALT, you will win a prize.
Did you just look at my boobs?
I was not my intention. I didn't stare directly at them.
You're looking at them right now.
Now I did. Because you were talking about them.
Unbelievable. I don't care about the guy. I'm talking about the woman. Who is that woman? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. There's this really interesting woman named Sydney. What's Sydney's last name? She's in Euphoria. Sydney Sweeney. She's in Euphoria. This is one of her moments in the show, Euphoria. She was also in Handmaid's Tale and a variety of other annoying shows.
We were broken up for 3 weeks and 3 days before we even had sex, so I didn't betray you. Plus, you guys are terrible for each other, and you know I'm right, and you guys can all judge me if you want, but I do not care. I have never, ever been happier.
That's the great Sydney Sweeney. And you know, through most of Euphoria, she's nude. through most of Euphoria, and in fact, in every show she's been in, she's nude. And she should be nude because she's gorgeous and has a killer body. But this is what she says about being nude. She blasts trolls. Are you a troll? She blasts trolls who took screenshots of her nude scenes in Euphoria and tagged her family members online. So they took the screenshots and then they sent them to her family members. It's got to the point where they are tagging my family. My cousins don't need that. It's completely disgusting and unfair, she told GQ in an interview last week. Sweeney, who plays Casey Howard in the high school drama, said that the people who sent her family members her naked pictures mirror exactly the kind of sexualization women face, which the HBO show represents. So apparently the HBO show features sexualization, which sounds like a hit. Sweeney, who plays Cassie Howard in the high school drama, said that the people who send these things to her family mirror exactly the kind of sexualization women face. There are moments when my character, Cassie, was supposed to be shirtless, and I would tell Sam, I don't really think that's necessary here. He was like, okay, she told the director, I don't really think that's necessary here. And he's like, oh yeah, we got to do that right now. And she's like, I don't think so. Sweeney also shared that she has never been forced to act in any nude scenes that made her uncomfortable. I have never felt like Sam, the director, has pushed it on me or was trying to get a nude scene into an HBO show when I didn't want to do it. He didn't make me do it. However, that hasn't always been the case with some other projects she's been a part of. I've had experiences where I want to go home and scrub myself completely raw because I feel disgusting. I didn't feel comfortable with my castmate or the crew, and I just didn't feel the way my character was behaving was appropriate. And while she's proud of her nude scenes, Sydney Sweeney is proud of her nude scenes she's been a part of, she also worries that nudity can distract people. You ready for this? She also fears that nudity can distract people from her acting skills. It goes on. I'm very proud of my work in Euphoria. I thought it was a great performance, but no one talks about it because I got naked. Oh my gosh, Sydney, nobody talks about it because I got naked. I do The White Lotus, and all of a sudden critics are paying attention. People are loving me. They're going, oh my God, what's she going to do next? Did you not see in Euphoria? Did you not ace that in Handmaid's Tale? No, they just remember her nude. It's unbelievable.
You were broken up for 3 weeks and 3 days before we even had sex, so I didn't betray you. Plus, you guys are terrible for each other, and you know I'm right, and you guys can all judge me if you want, but I do not care. I have never, ever been happier.
And I have never been happier than to see Sydney Sweeney in anything nude. Sydney Sweeney is an unusual young woman in that she is remarkably beautiful, and she has the figure that deserves to be nude, and she knows it. And she signs on to these projects knowing that she's supposed to be nude. And then she's annoyed that people take screenshots of this and send them to other people. This is the deal, Sydney. This is how it works. And she's all shocked. And it's like when people who have a relative who died or they get a divorce, and then they put out a press release. And in the press release, at the end of the press release, it says, this is a very difficult time for our family. We request privacy. We're requesting privacy at this time. Like Tom Brady and Giselle Bouchon. They put out a press release when they announced their divorce saying, we're requesting privacy at this time. And Sydney Sweeney is saying, I'm disgusted that people are taking screenshots of me nude. Well, Sydney, here's the deal. Keep your clothes on. When you have a remarkable figure or even just an okay figure like me, if I was nude, I would expect people to take screenshots of me nude. And it's like the press releases that say, please, we respect, please give us privacy at this difficult time.
You were broken up for 3 weeks and 3 days before we even had sex, so I didn't betray you. Plus, you guys are terrible for each other, and you know I'm right, and you guys can all judge me if you want, but I do not care. I have never, ever been happier.
You can hear what a great actress she is, right? I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and the one thing I really don't like are bloated staffs and ad agencies that are interested in their conference rooms, how they dress, and winning awards. I don't want an ad agency to win an award. If I bring on an ad agency to help my business, I want to sell stuff. I've owned my own businesses most of my life, and I've interviewed a lot of ad agencies. And the problem is when I say, how's it going? They show me their awards, or they introduce me to their new employee. But I have no interest in that. My interest is, how much have you sold? And Northern Ad Agency, based in Minneapolis, can answer how much they've sold, because all they focus on is selling your product or bringing feet to your store. That's it. And that's all you care about. Your interests are aligned. They're not in conflict. Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency. It's owned by a solid Midwestern guy who's brought on a team of pragmatic social media marketing experts. They know actually how to use Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. They know how to take advantage of all of that, which most people don't. You're running a business. If you have a clogged sink, you call a plumber. If the electricity goes out, you call an electrician. And if your sales go down, you call the right ad agency, which is Northern Ad Agency, based in Minneapolis. No buffets, no people wearing all black trying to be cool. These are solid people who want to sell product. That's all they're interested in. Get in touch with them. Get the information. No obligation. Go to northernadagency.com. Northernadagency.com. Get the information. Northernadagency.com. Get the information. Northern Ad Agency.
Sterling on Sunday.
You go to a great restaurant. You're done. You walk into the restroom and you look around and it's beautiful. Marble floors, beautiful, pristine sinks, everything's great. And wait, over there is a new computer monitor. And that computer monitor is showing you advertising and messages about your community. Well, how did those messages get in there? You sold them. It's from your company. And the name of your company is Social Indoor. It's a franchise opportunity, and you get all the details about it from socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. Finally, you get to monetize your relationships with retailers and friends who have businesses and are looking for new ways to get their message out. This is the answer. Go to socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. Get the information. This is not an offering which can only be made by a formal prospectus. Find it at socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Alana Haim.
Alan, I talked to God, I don't know if you understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guide. Don't ask me what I think of you. I'm not the only thing that you
want me to. All right, here you are. It's a fantastic night throughout America. And this is Sterling on Sunday. Most of my life, I lived in New York City, right near Greenwich Village. And one of the best things about Thanksgiving in New York City is that the city has several unique butcher shops that don't exist anyplace else. They're individually owned. And you walk into one of these butcher shops, like the one in Greenwich Village, the Florence Meat Market. You walk in there, and all of a sudden, it's 1890. There's a tin plate roof, real high ceiling, sawdust on the floor, a messy display case, but the place is immaculate. And right in front of you are real butchers with ancient butcher blocks pounding away, carving the meat, designing what you want, and making custom orders that are remarkable. Now, there are a lot of butcher shops that do that, but they're not, you know, there are supermarkets. I'm not kidding you. There are supermarkets that make it look as though they have a live butcher. They come out with carts. They're wearing butcher aprons, hats. But there's no butcher back there. There's no one carving anything back there. They're just unpacking meat that has come from a central source. I have no interest in that. Meat is a tricky thing. But what the Florence Meat Market does in Greenwich Village at this time of year is spectacular. This is what they do. They sell one type of turkey. They wrap the turkey in bacon and bacon fat. Wrap it up, make it really sturdy, and they tell you how to cook it. And there's no fooling around. They tell you how to cook it. It's a lot. It's like $35 a turkey, worth every penny. And when you cook it with the bacon fat wrapped around it, it is a spectacular turkey. They also have that thick-cut bacon that you can buy, sausage, stuffing, all that. But that's not the real deal. You pick up your turkey the day before Thanksgiving. You order it a week, a month, 2 months in advance. You pick it up the day before Thanksgiving. And there's a line halfway down the block to pick up these turkeys. And in the line, because it's Greenwich Village in New York City, there are celebrities. I met Rip Torn, the late, great Rip Torn, in that line. And we chatted. And I met Mimi Sheridan, the great New York Times food critic. That's where she gets her turkey, at the Florence Meat Market in Greenwich Village. But that's not the deal. The first time I went in there at Thanksgiving, I noticed that on the wall, there were 300 names printed out. 300 names, 1 through 300. And I said, what is that? What is that? And they said, well, that's the order in which people ordered their turkeys. And I had just ordered it like 2 weeks ahead, so they stuck me on at the end. I was like 302. After 300, they weren't selling anymore. I'm like, well, that's pretty interesting. I said, when do I have to get here to be number one? How do I get to be number one? Well, Thanksgiving is November. And she whispered to me, the woman behind the counter, she whispered to me and she said, you probably have to get here in August. Well, sure enough, the next year I was walking by the Florence Meat Market on Jones Street in Greenwich Village. And I went in the first week in August. And I said to her, I want to be number one. I didn't have to explain anything else. I said, I want to be number one. And she said, oh, I haven't even made up my book yet. I don't even have the book yet. I said, well, can I be number one? All right, hold on. She gets out the order book. And she writes down my name, address, and phone number. And what surprised me most, I didn't have to pay them then. I paid them when I picked it up. But sure enough, first week in August, I was number one. I come the day before Thanksgiving to pick up the turkey, and it's all printed out, and there is my name at the top of the Florence Meat Market turkey pickup behind this 100-year-old counter with the sawdust on the floor and the tin plate roof. And I'm like, I am a real New Yorker. I knew when to order it. I knew when to pick it up. And there is my name right above Mimi Sheridan's, the New York Times critic. I did it again the next year. I got in there like last week in July, and I said, I want to be number one. And the butchers all look at me, they go, number one, number one, number, because they knew that I was the real deal. The worst thing that happened to me when I had to move from New York was that I went past it in August. I was number one again for the third year in a row, and I couldn't pick it up. I couldn't do it. I wasn't in New York City on Thanksgiving. I called my friend Jennifer Hawken, who runs a terrific public relations firm in New York, Hawken PR, brilliant woman. And I told her a week before Thanksgiving, I said, listen, you may not know about this secret ritual, and she didn't. And I got to tell Jennifer Hawken a secret of New York, which was amazing. She's one of those women who knows everything. And I told her, and she sent her husband. He picked up my turkey. I could have killed. But I had no choice. I had to share this ritual with Jennifer Hawken and her family. But every city has these little rituals, these little neighborhoods where they do something special for Thanksgiving. A small retailer does something special and unique and memorable. How about your neighborhood? How about where you live? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. That is my ritual. The Florence Meat Market on Jones Street in Greenwich Village. The honor and privilege of out of 300 names behind the butcher counter, there was my name number one. Oh, and they hand it to you. They hand the sheet of paper to you, and they take your picture because they know we're such cheese balls. We're all such cheese balls, so we have to have our name on a picture, our name printed up above the board with the butchers. They also got smart. Thank you very much. They also got smart. In the past few years, they opened up the deep back of their butcher shop and put a meat restaurant, like a steak premium meat restaurant, and the lines again out the block to have dinner at the Florence Meat Market. I love Thanksgiving. It's the only holiday that I enjoy. And coming up next week or the week after, I will tell you about Aunt Martha and my mother and how I got in deep trouble for inviting her to Thanksgiving one year. And my mother looked at me and she said, "You invited her? You'll sit next to her." And I went, "Oh, no." I thought, this is it. This is too much trouble. I'm live on a Sunday night, every single Sunday. My number is 888-688-9258. We are coast to coast live from Maine to Sacramento. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Plenty of rain in the Pacific Northwest all week long, but as these systems move south and east, they will weaken and mix with a series of moisture-starved upper air lows. We'll see gusty winds across most of the western states, even a chance of showers in Las Vegas Tuesday into Wednesday, and cold temperatures at night will prompt scattered frost warnings across California's Sacramento Valley, with a dusting of snow across the higher peaks of the mountains of the desert southwest. Some of the coolest temperatures we've seen since last spring. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 right here on the Sterling on Sunday show. Oh no, gotta go. There's water in the basement. Oh no.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here are the top three things happening in our house this week. The old house with all the kids. Sickness. The creeping crud has entered the house. I'm a marked man. When the kids start to get sick, you know we're all going to get it.
Yeah, and you don't even know what it is. Just some sort of weird virus where some of them are coughing, some of them are vomiting, some of them just have a little bit of a runny nose, some of them have a fever, and yeah, you know it's coming.
You always try to psych yourself out like, I'm going to fight it, I'm not going to get sick, but it eventually catches us. Hasn't hit me yet. How about you?
I actually have vitamin C in my pocket. I'm not even kidding. Right now.
Big story number two, the kids refuse to use their own bathroom. We have a bathroom in our bedroom, and the kids insist on using it even though they have a perfectly good bathroom down the hallway.
Yes, we did things to their bathroom to make it better for them, more lovely. Our bathroom is not that nice. Their bathroom is nicer than ours, but they have to kind of just be up in our space.
Have you figured this out, why they do this?
I have not. I have no idea. They'll bring the toothpaste from everywhere into our bathroom and say, I have to go in your bathroom because the toothpaste is in there. Right, because you brought it in yesterday with your toothbrush, your underpants, and a towel you left on my floor.
Back to the original theory. If you're going to have a big family, don't worry about a big house because they're all going to use the same room as you anyway.
Just want to be on top of you no matter where you are.
And big story number three, I've tried to avoid even understanding why there are literally 1,000,
more than 1,000,
2,000 gourds and pumpkins,
yes,
on the porch. It's something my wife is doing some sort of gourd hoarding.
So I did a wedding. There were lots of pumpkins and things, and the lady who did that wedding was getting rid of pumpkins. So I go to get pumpkins for the wedding that I'm doing next week because it's another fall wedding and you have to have pumpkins. And when I get there, a lot of these were going to compost, and that didn't seem like an okay thing. I hoarded them. I really did. But I am sending them, driving them to people to feed their chickens, feeding people who want to make pumpkin pies.
Strangers have knocked on our door. Strangers knocked on the door this week. Can I bring our camera club to your porch to take pictures of all these pumpkins?
But because why?
People are slowing down on the street and looking and waving and laughing.
But doesn't it look like laughing? I think they're enjoying the beauty of the porch. I really need to redeem myself here. It's gorgeous. It really is.
Gorgeous.
But it is. Tell me that it's not. It's gorgeous. People are taking photos, telling me that I have blessed the neighborhood. Okay, it's obnoxious, but it's gorgeous.
Have you noticed I purposefully haven't even asked you about the pumpkins?
You came home just with a look, and I said, don't ask, because I went back to get like 10 more truckloads after that when you thought it was too many.
Happy fall, everyone.
Just like kids, you can't have too many pumpkins.
Coming up on Florida Stories, we've got a sheriff making jokes at a press conference. We got a pregnant lady knocking over cups at McDonald's, a drunk cop who looks like Miss Universe, and a 550-pound dinosaur in your swimming pool. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Well, I guess this is okay if you had no problem playing God. I'm Brad, the old-fashioned talk host. I'll explain later here on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
Did you just look at my boobs?
I was not my intention. I didn't stare directly at them.
You're looking at them right now.
Now I did, because you were talking about them.
The challenge I have in my life, and I've had this challenge my entire career, is that when I talk to real news people, serious news people, or real talk show hosts, serious talk show hosts, their idea of what the news is never my idea of what the news is. Never have I been at the food court or at lunch with friends or at dinner with friends, and have we had a conversation about what happened in Congress today. This has never happened. What are my conversations? See how this matches to yours. The engine light goes out. What do I do? The electric bill is going through the roof. What are you going to do for Christmas? Where are you going to go on vacation? How are you going to be able to afford a vacation? How are things going at work? Those are the things that I talk about. Those are the things I worry about. Two nights ago, I really had trouble sleeping, and usually I don't have trouble sleeping. And by the way, coming up 15 minutes into the next hour, I found these spectacular tips on how to get to sleep. Like, they made a lot of sense. I'm going to try them and see. But the other night, here were my problems. See how they match up with yours. I had made a deal with two people to help sell a project I'm working on. And I don't like the way it's going. They're really good people. I enjoy them. I trust them. But strategically, I would approach it differently. Why? Because I'm right. Because I'm a genius. I think you already know that. Secondly, the other thing I'm worried about is that my 19-year-old's birthday is coming up. Oh my gosh, she's going to be 20. And her birthday is on November 25th. And I don't really know how we're going to be able to afford anything for her. How are we going to be able to afford something for her? That bothers me. Then a friend of ours died, and they're in New York. Their funeral is going to be in New York, and we're not in New York. And at the same time, I have to pick up that 19-year-old at college. I have to go from our home to college and back this week. And then later in the week, we have to drive to New York to go to this funeral and back. And the worst part of that story is we have to stay in my wife's sister's apartment. We have to stay in my sister-in-law's apartment. Now, let me give you an idea of her hospitality. This summer, My two daughters stayed at their country estate where they have a barn. Now, it's not a barn with horses or pigs. It's a barn with people, with superior air conditioning, flooring, bedding, the whole thing, right? It's in Greenwich, Connecticut. It's in Greenwich, Connecticut, where there are no real barns. There are memories of barns that have been turned into guest houses. I swear to God, my sister-in-law and her husband wanted to charge my kids, me, i.e. me, electricity for those 2 weeks. Because why? Oh, we were running the air conditioner in July. Can you imagine running the air conditioner in July? And she wanted to charge us for, he wanted to charge us for the electricity. And then when my daughter gets out of college, they've offered to let her stay there while she establishes a career in New York. Almost very nice, but I view it with great suspicion because I also think that would mean a built-in babysitter. And again, they've already said, of course, she'd have to pay for her own electricity. What do you mean? If you have somebody staying in your house, if you have somebody staying in your house for a week, 2 weeks, or 10 weeks, do you break it down and charge them electricity? Would you do that? It would never occur to me to do something like that. It just would not occur to me to charge them for milk, water, electricity. How do you come up with that as the host of a relative? Not a stranger. It's not a B&B. It's not an Airbnb. It's a relative. You don't charge them rent. You don't charge them electricity if they're staying in your place for 2 weeks. I don't understand that type of thinking. That's a great mystery to me. All right? Now, you've heard me obsess just now. Obsession is a desire to turn a lie into the truth. That's why you obsess. When you're going to sleep and you start obsessing over something, it's a desire to turn a lie into the truth. What lie is at work? Find the lie and you will fall right to sleep. I was worried about that, paying for my kid's birthday present, doing all of this commuting in a short period of time, telling my 10-year-old that her dear nanny has passed away. All of this was on my mind before I went to bed. At no time did I worry about the red wave. In fact, I'm always confused. What is it, red, Democrat, Republican? I'm always confused. Those are the things that I worry about. Engine light, money for birthdays, health. My health's pretty good, by the way. I've lost a lot of weight, lost like 15 pounds. And, gee, Christmas gifts for everybody. How the heck are we going to afford that? Those are the things I worry about going to bed. Those are the things I worry about all the time. How about you? What do you obsess about as you're going to bed? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. That's my phone number because we're live at 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
You go to a great restaurant. You're done. You walk into the restroom and you look around and it's beautiful. Marble floors, beautiful, pristine sinks. Everything's great. And wait, over there is a new computer monitor. And that computer monitor is showing you advertising and messages about your community. Colorful, pretty, and what does it show? It shows messages about your favorite retailers, discounts, sales. Everything you want to know about your favorite retailer is right there on that screen. And you get to get all that information in just a few seconds in a stunning graphic package. Oh, but wait, you sold that advertising. You got it into the computer screen. Well, how did those messages get in there? Social Indoor put up the computer screen. They make sure that the ads go on the computer screen. That's all they do. You go out and present the idea to your friends, neighbors, and retailers you've done business with all your life. You finally get to monetize your relationships. You sold them. It's from your company. And the name of your company is Social Indoor. It's a franchise opportunity, and you get all the details about it from socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. Finally, you get to monetize your relationships with retailers and friends who have businesses and are looking for new ways to get their message out. This is the answer. Go to socialindoor.com, socialindoor.com, socialindoor.com. You finally get to participate in the hottest aspect of the advertising industry, social media. And you work for yourself. Get the information. This is not an offering which can only be made by a formal prospectus. Find it at socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
Yeah, our friend Karen O'Neill with the Cats points out that they can do diagnostic testing to determine exactly what the problem is. How old is your car? It's 2017. But here's the thing. It's half a day. I got to go to AutoZone or one of those places and have them put the thing on the car to figure out why the engine light is on. I don't want to do that. I don't want all of these tasks which keep me up at night to become my hobby. You know what I want to spend my time doing? I got to move my chair. I want to spend my time thinking of better ways to do this show for you. That's what I want to spend my time on. How do I make a better show for you? How do I book those tough guests? That's what I want to do. I don't want to deal with the engine light, but that's where my brain goes. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. This is Sterling on Sunday. I get to be with you once a week, and therefore I want to make a spectacular show so that the marginal program directors, even the marginal ones, will listen and go, we got to get that show, because we already have advanced program directors like Steve Moore, Bill White, Dan Gaffney, Gary Burns, who already says, oh, we love this show. This is a great show. What's interesting is that once a station takes this show, they don't leave. Can't get rid of them. Nothing I can do. 2 weeks ago, I complained about the fact that I'm terrible money, just terrible with money. I complained about I'm awful with money. Then I heard from my friend, my millionaire friend, Jared Dillian. And Jared said, hey, Walter, many times I've heard you say this, and I've told you many times that I will help you. And I'm like, okay, because my wife's making me crazy about this because I have not saved enough for retirement. And Jared said, Walter, I've written all this up. I know how to solve your problem. You can get Katie to stop nagging you about this. Jared Dillian, who works with Malden Economics, who is a millionaire, he came up from nothing, a Jersey, Connecticut guy who got into the Coast Guard and built his way up. And this is what he's put together. And I think you'd want to see this. You go to jaredradio.com and you download a free guide that can help you get started with your retirement, regardless of how old you are. You start going for the gains you deserve, with a level of safety that makes you feel comfortable. And all you have to do is download Jared Dillian's free guide, How to Start. He made notes. Hold on. Let me turn the page. How to Start Investing. Simply go to jaredradio.com. Are you ready to start investing, but you aren't sure how? This makes it easy. You download Jared Dillian's free guide, How to Start Investing. No cost, no obligation. I said to him, listen, if I'm going to talk on the radio about this, Jared, there better not be 400 emails that people get the next week. No, there aren't. No cost, no obligation. Now, like me, you've probably been watching the markets for a long time, but you aren't sure how to take the plunge and make your first investment. Jared Dillian has the answers that you need. You can download his free guide today. It's called How to Start Investing. Go to jaredradio.com. If you're wondering how much to set aside for your emergency fund and how much you should be investing in the markets, take a page from Jared Dillian. He's offering free access to his guide. It's called How to Start Investing. What does investing mean? It means that you put money into something and it should get bigger. There's no guarantee, of course, but it should get bigger. You'll find the answers to these two questions. Just go to jaredradio.com. jaredradio.com. If you're ready to start investing, but you don't know where to start, get Jared Dillian's free guide, How to Start Investing Today. Simply enter your information, and you'll get a free guide. That's it. You're not going to get 10 phone calls. You're not going to get, coupons. And you're not going to get any crap. He's just going to send you a booklet that he's put together. I've known Jared for 5 years, and I know that he's a Jersey guy, a Connecticut guy who was in the Coast Guard, worked his way up. Every penny that he has, he earned himself. That's why I like it. He's not some rich kid from Greenwich. He's not some guy who went to Harvard Law, some big phony who won't let you into the country club. He wants you to buy the country club. He wants you to have the car that you deserve. Jared believes that money is good. I'm going to start to do what he says, because everything that I've done about money to this point in my life has been stupid. I have finally come to the point of admitting that I don't know how to invest. I don't know how to buy. I don't know how to save. I don't know anything. I have been blessed with knowing how to earn a living. But then I know how to spend the living that I've earned. I do it brilliantly. I married a woman with similar skills. She believes that an investment is the security deposit on our rental. Irish investing. Security deposit on our rental. I'll tell you again. It's Jared Radio. JaredRadio.com. Jared Radio. J-A-R-E-D. JaredRadio.com. You go there. You sign up. You get a free guide. You don't get 40 follow-up emails. No one's going to bug you. I said to him, do not ask me to say this on the air if you're going to start bugging people. And the answer is no. No. JaredRadio.com. I think you'll be... I was surprised that I could understand the booklet that he sent because, money to me is a different language. It's not a language I'm good at. And it's a useful website, JaredRadio.com. Coming up, we have a lot more fun, and I have a secret message for Midnight Misfits on Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Widespread below average temperatures across much of the lower 48 states through tomorrow. Lake effect snows downwind of the Great Lakes will produce very light accumulations and lots of frost and freeze warnings all the way across central Texas and the southeast, including the Florida Panhandle. Easy for me to say. Including the Florida Panhandle, not to mention the New York, Philadelphia metropolitan areas. Gone are the 60s and 70s from last week as high temperatures. They will struggle to eclipse the 50-degree mark this week. Also, this marks my 2-year anniversary on the Walter Sterling Show. I didn't get a raise, but I didn't get a pink slip either. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist for the Sterling on Sunday Show. Reports at 6 and 36 past every hour. I gotta run. Oh, there's water in the basement. Oh, no.
Did you see it? Did you hear about it? Little Louise Joy Brown was born the other day in Great Britain. What's the problem, you ask? Well, She was developed in a test tube in a process called in vitro fertilization. Little Louise was brought into the world at 5 pounds 12 ounces by C-section. I'm not sure the FCC will allow me to say more about the procedure, but it's mighty scary, I tell ya. Great, this kid appears to be normal, but what if some sicko gets hold of the formula and creates a super baby with amazing powers? Is that what the world needs? A super toddler? Keeping up with a regular toddler is hard enough, especially when the screen door is unlocked. What do you think? I'll open the phones following the news and the weather brought to you by Pet Evaporated Milk.
Let's see. It's thick and creamy, but low in calories. What a nice new way to cook.
This is it. Now a skimmed milk that you can cook with because it's concentrated. New Pet Evaporated Skimmed Milk. 99% fat-free. Meatloaf comes out so moist, so rich. Macaroni and cheese casserole? This says it all. Fudge gets second helpings. Results, one pleased family. And a modern mother who's found a new way to cook. New from Pep, 99% fat-free. Oh, a nice low price, too.
Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. It is great to be with you, because there's no one else who would have us. Is anybody else interested in having us? No. It's a miracle that we have any friends at all, because we don't fit in. This is our entire culture is built on fitting in, but we don't fit in. That's our challenge because we are misfits. And now here's a secret message for you. The secret message can only be decoded with your Midnight Misfit decoder card. Where do you get that? On the website, Walter Sterling Show. Go to Midnight Misfits. You will find a spot that says download card. And you can get your decoder card. Not only that, it tells you exactly what's expected of you as a misfit. Here is today's message that can only be decoded with the card. And by the way, it solves a very important problem. That great television show, To Tell the Truth, which has been bastardized and is awful now. But when To Tell the Truth started, it had a host that hosted it at the beginning. Like the how smoothly I got that out? Who hosted To Tell the Truth in the very first episode? Who was that? Here is the message to decode. Percent sign. K-Y-Y-K-L-N. I'll do it once more. Percent sign, then K-Y-Y-K-L-N. Once more, all right, percent sign, K-Y-Y-K-L-N. All right, I'm Walter Sterling. That is your secret message. To decode it, you will find out who was the first host of To Tell the Truth. And it's not who you think. It is absolutely not who you think. I was shocked. Now, coming up, you and I are going to talk to Chef Drew. Chef Drew has the job that you and I want. He's one of those guys, like on the show Below Deck. He's a chef on a super yacht. And that means all day long, he sees super rich people eating constantly. He's surrounded by a crew that usually feels like Australian high school dropouts in uniforms that are too tight, and they're always fighting while having a hangover. It's a very unusual group of people that you see on Below Deck. And Chef Drew is one of the chefs on a super yacht. This is the life you and I want. All right, we have a lot to do. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is our Midnight Misfit Hour on Sterling on Sunday.
Mike Lindell is a very important guy because he always backs us up. Whatever our opinions are, he backs us up. Now, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. And you've trusted Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Well, now Mike's changing the game with a six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton. making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel that you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. But for a limited time, and it might already be over, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98. That's $50 off. You use the promo code WALTER. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now call them. Call them now because you think, well, I'll do it tomorrow. You won't do it tomorrow. It'll get busy tomorrow. Here's their number. There's a real person waiting there right this second to talk to you. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. These towels come in an amazing array of colors. You can get black towels and suddenly be cool, or you can get pink ones for your mother-in-law. 800-844-0876. That is the phone number. One more time, 800-844-0876. Say Walter, and you get $50 off. 800-844-0876. That is the phone number.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Most ad agencies have a conflict of interest. Their interest is in winning awards, wearing all black outfits, big Doc Martin shoes, and impressing the girls. That's what most ad agencies want to do. What do you want to do? You want to sell stuff. You want to bring in foot traffic to your business. That's what Northern Ad Agency will do for you. They have no interest in winning awards. Their interest is in bringing sales to you. And they know how to do that through social media and radio. They know how to do that on Facebook, Instagram. They know how to do it for you. Northern Ad Agency, northernadagency.com. It's a Midwest ad agency, not some Beverly Hills or Brooklyn ad agency. It's a Midwest agency, and they will bring business to your store. Northern Ad Agency.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to Florida Stories. Sometimes I see the news and I think these people must know that Florida Stories exist, and so they're just performing for the camera. You know what? There's a whole mishmash of counties in Florida that are sort of indistinguishable, and they sound like Hazard County from the old Dukes of Hazard. So let's talk about how it gets started here. We have a sheriff in front of some cameras, and he thinks he's going to be real punny.
She's 22. She's a pretty lady. But she was mad. So when she arrives at the McDonald's to pick up her order, they have it ready, but because it was a special order, they confused some things, and they asked her to pull up to window 3. Well, she got mad.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there. Yeah, you got nice little punchlines written. That's cute. Funny part is the cops got involved actually because the customer called them.
She dialed 911. Did you hear what I said? She dialed 911 and complained about her order at McDonald's.
Did you hear what I said? What are you, Foghorn Leghorn? And then he comes back with a series of puns here. I swear this is like a bad Adam Sandler movie.
You know, I don't know what was wrong with her that night. I don't know if she was like 2 fries short of a Happy Meal. Or maybe it was she was short of a Happy Meal completely. But she created a McMess. And she acted like a McNutt. But you know what she ended up? A McBurglar.
And so then at the press conference, he whips out the video for the fun part. He has a video screen next to him, and he shows her this pregnant lady with her belly exposed, shaking her butt.
On the way out of the store, after she had already announced to everybody she was 5 months pregnant, she pulled her stomach, her shirt up to show everybody her stomach, and then twerked her way out of the store. You can't make this up. This is going to be McInteresting. Look right here.
So he ends the press conference with, let this be a lesson to any of you other upset pregnant McDonald's customers.
And there's one thing that you need to understand in Polk County. We don't put up with that McJunk.
And scene. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Now, when you call Sterling on Sunday this week, if you can identify this mystery voice, you win a prize.
Did you just look at my boobs?
I was not my intention. I didn't stare directly at them.
You're looking at them right now.
Now I did. Because you were talking about them.
Chef Drew, who is a big shot on Miami Super Yachts. Who do you think that is, Chef Drew?
I'm racking my brain. I can't place it. I'm trying.
Did you just look at my boobs?
I was not my intention. I didn't stare directly at them.
You're looking at them right now.
Now I did. Because you were talking about them.
Chef Drew, do you have a super yacht story for us this week?
Well, actually, this week I've been doing a lot of storm cleanup.
That's right. So tell us about, what was it, a typhoon, a hurricane? What was it in Florida?
We had a couple. Thus far this year, and the season isn't really quite up yet, but we've had 8 named storms. Two of them, did some damage. There was Ian, and Ian came on my birthday, as a matter of fact. He came through, and we had to take boats and pull him out to sea, a lot of them, and, anchor him down as best we could front and back. Couple of them we took and hit them behind islands and what have you. It's a free-for-all. The funny thing is, our house is here and the businesses are prepared for this kind of stuff. Everybody's got great shutters. You just push a button and they're good to go. But in the whole marine thing, it's still being done the old school way, finding an island to hide behind or, just anchoring out. And, some guys actually stay with their boats out there too. We're talking about millions of dollars. So we do our best to secure them. And then you have to help, your friends and neighbors as well as everything else. So we're all tired this week. There wasn't much boat work going on as far as charters were concerned, what have you.
But Chef Drew, every hurricane or typhoon or big storm that you hear about, some idiots say, no, I'm not going to go inland, or no, I'm not going to leave my house. And they stay with their house, they stay with their boat, and they get killed. How stupid are these people?
I guess I'm one of them, sir, because pretty much I do the same. I've been down here for a while, and not to sound like an old salt, but Hurricane Andrew is my gauge. So that was true devastation right there. And, you could have gone inland, outland, whatever. As long as you're in Florida, South Florida, you were going to get hit. If you have a good house and things you need and what have you, sure. If you don't live on the coast, you'll be fine. Coastal place like Daytona right now is messed up. I have friends there, and I'm seeing the erosion factor, and it's pretty bad. I'm like, well, why would you live there? It's silly to me, really. They're beautiful places, nice views, but, it's a problem. But personally, I stay with my house.
I lived in Fort Lauderdale for a year, and I remember, and I lived right on the intercoastal, and I remember the strangest thing about Florida was that the state law was you had to have flood insurance, and yet no insurance company would give you flood insurance based on where you lived in Florida. And so what you had to do is you had to buy the insurance from the state of Florida. It is a hell of a scam.
Right. It's still like that. It's still like that. We still catch hell with this whole flood insurance thing, and our house is on a canal. We pay through the nose for that particular insurance right there, but you have to have it, soon enough, we're going to be underwater, this far south. I truly believe that part of their whole theory and stuff. I'm watching every year that it rains, we see it rise a little bit more. So there's an issue.
There's no issue.
You were in a place for 40 years. You were in a place for 40 years, and you know the ebb and flow. And I'm saying it doesn't look the same, doesn't feel the same. The infrastructure is now, tattered from it. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not the nature. Maybe it's the infrastructure.
Well, it's not because
not
of it's not because of air pollution or coal pollution. Is that for the past 500,000 years we have been at the end of an ice age, and every year the ice caps melt a little, but that's not our doing. It's not because we drive Chevrolets. It's not because we have coal plants. It's because in third grade, you were taught on in your weekly reader that we were at the end of an ice age. It's a natural event. And therefore, perfect. It is supposed to be happening. But it's not because of, you know, coal plants and fossil fuels. It's a lot of crap.
I believe that.
Yeah. Now, what have you got on the docket for the rest of the month? What do you do for Thanksgiving on a super yacht?
I am not booked this year. We were booked, but they canceled out on us. So this year I might actually get to eat some food with my family, have somebody cook for me this year. That's what it seems like is going to happen right now for me.
Where is your family?
Miami, mostly in Miami. They're strewn all over the East Coast, though, but and California. But my mother is still in Miami, so every chance I get to be with her, that's what I do.
Chef Drew, super yacht chef. What are they going to serve for Thanksgiving to a chef on a super yacht? They're going to have to do something spectacular for you.
Every year they try that I get to be home. That is, you know. Somebody tries to outdo themselves for me and stuff. I love it. That's because I've been cooking that for them for years. When I first got into it, I had to impress. So I used my family as you know, as my guinea pig. And
right.
Every chance I got to cook for them, I did it. So they remember that.
Well, listen, Chef Drew, you're a great part of Sterling on Sunday. I look forward to hearing your report again next week and before Thanksgiving. And after Thanksgiving, and thank you very much for
Absolutely.
Being a part of the show. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we
love Chef Drew, who works off the coast of Miami in the super yachts. Now, what could be better than that? Is there a better job than that? No. What am I hearing? What was that? I was hearing myself. Why would I be hearing myself? It's a mystery. There's a charity called Baby to Baby, which provides children living in poverty with diapers, clothing, and all the basic necessities that every child deserves. It's called Baby to Baby. And they have donations distributed, including diapers, wipes, clothing, cribs, backpacks, and more. Baby to Baby, the number two. The reason I mention it, at this time of year especially, there is a myth, and the myth is that food stamps and, you know, state-run charities provide things like diapers, wipes, cribs, backpacks, bottles, and more, and they don't. You may think that, gee, if somebody's getting food stamps, what a great scandal that is, huh? Somebody's getting food stamps. That their baby's needs are taken care of. And that's just not true. Here's the thing about food stamps that's important to remember when you're considering whether or not to make a donation to a charity like Baby to Baby. Baby to Baby provides the rest of it. It's a charity. And big celebrities are a part of it, and that's usually not a good thing, but in this case, it's a good thing. If you're on food stamps, you can buy a baby formula, but you can't buy a baby bottle. You can feed the baby with the formula, but you can't get diapers with food stamps. You can't get a crib. You can't get anything to heat the food with. You ever go into a supermarket and you see those great roast chickens and they're delicious and you buy them hot, they're still hot, and they're reasonably priced. Like at Walmart, they're $6-7. You get a whole chicken roasted nice, okay? If you're on food stamps, you can't get one of those. The next day, you'll see it in the cold case and it says, EBT accepted. You can buy cold chicken with your EBT stamp, with your food stamps, but you can't buy hot chickens. You can buy a can of soup, but you can't buy hot soup from the kettle. It's incredibly restricted. So the great thing about Baby to Baby is they provide the cribs, the diapers, the bottles, all of the hardware that goes with feeding your kid, because food stamps don't. Baby to Baby. It is a well-endorsed, well-funded charity. Sorry, well-endorsed, well-funded charity. Coming up in just seconds, I will tell you what the secret message was that you could only decode with your Midnight Misfit decoder card. And you get that decoder card at Walter Sterling Show. Look under Midnight Misfit, pull down that tab, then download the card, and it will explain to you exactly what you're required to do. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Love to talk to you. 888-688-9258.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of South Park.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Boy, I think, is this a party or what?
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Plenty of rain in the Pacific Northwest all week long. But as these systems move south and east, they will weaken and mix with a series of moisture-starved upper air lows. We'll see gusty winds across most of the western state, even a chance of showers in Las Vegas Tuesday into Wednesday. And cold temperatures at night will prompt scattered frost warnings across California's Sacramento Valley, with a dusting of snow across the higher peaks of the mountains of the desert southwest. Some of the coolest temperatures we've seen since last spring. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser, weather reports.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida Story, we're going down to Pinellas County, Florida. There's a 26-year-old Pinellas County Sheriff's deputy who may have had a little too much to drink on Tuesday. She gets pulled over. She has an odor of alcohol on her breath, slurred speech, glassy eyes. She was unsteady on her feet. She does the field sobriety test, and she doesn't do them very well. So she gets arrested, loses her job as a cop because of the DWI. But her story has gone viral because in her mugshot, she looks absolutely beautiful. She's 26 years old, perfect face, gorgeous hair. Her makeup looks great. Yeah, she does look a little drunk, but she looks like Megan Fox's younger sister. You don't look as good in those glamour shots that you took at the mall in 1999 as she does in her mugshot. And she was a cop. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Tampa, where a woman's driving down the road. Cop lights her up, trying to pull her over, and she doesn't want to pull over. So she just keeps on driving like it's nothing. And so he gets another motorcycle cop to get in the road in front of her to kind of cut her off. And she clips the motorcycle cop. The reporting on this is ridiculous from WFLA. They say then intentionally hit an MCSO motorcycle unit. Who the hell talks like that? No, it's a motorcycle cop, like in Chips. So now they radio out and there's a whole slew of cops that are chasing her. And she is trying to evade the police as long as she can, and she gets in a traffic accident at an intersection, ends up T-boning a truck that was carrying three people. Everyone's going to be okay, and there's no life-threatening injuries, but here's the Florida catch. After she T-bones the truck and the vehicle chase, you know, de facto stops, the deputy that goes up and opens her door first, she throws a snake on him. Why is she driving around with a snake? Would she just have a snake in the passenger seat or what? I don't know. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right. It's 39 past the hour. We're driving across the country in our 18-wheeler. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Great to be with you because you don't fit in. You're a freak. You're up at this hour. No one else is up at this hour. And it's a great challenge. Now, do you know who this is?
Do you just look at my boobs?
I was not my intention. I didn't stare directly at them.
You look at them right now.
Now I did. Because you were talking about them.
Alexandra Daddario. Alexandra Daddario. An insanely beautiful woman. She was in the White Lotus Hotel series. Alexandra Daddario. I urge you to study her. Good idea. Then, if you went to our Midnight Misfit page and downloaded the decoder card, you would have found out who the first actual host was of To Tell the Truth. Because in the pilot, it wasn't called To Tell the Truth. It was called Nothing But the Truth. And the host was Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace was the first host of Nothing But the Truth, which was To Tell the Truth. There you go. There are the mysteries. Now, how to get to sleep. There's one of these guys, one of these experts on sleeping. I didn't mean to bang against you. One of these experts on sleeping, his name is Dr. Eric Prather. And Dr. Eric Prather has these 7 steps to get a good night's sleep, if that's anything you're interested in. You ready? First, set your internal clock. It makes logical sense. If you're thirsty, why not drink more water? If you're tired, give your body more sleep. Unfortunately, though, for someone struggling with their sleep, the strategy not only doesn't work, it actually can work against you, can actually work against us. He says your body loves to anticipate your next action or need. It makes insulin in anticipation of a meal, melatonin in anticipation of sleep. It knows to do this because of cues in your routine and environment. This is why your body will produce cortisol in anticipation of you waking up. That's the drug that keeps you awake. Before your alarm even goes off, if you get up at 6 a.m. some days and then you get up at 9 a.m. other days, you're throwing off your circadian rhythm. Number 2, day 2, take your foot off the pedal. Stress and sleep are profoundly intertwined if you want to get sleep. Am I shuffling enough papers? If you want to get some sleep, the point is that when it comes to typical stress, the up and down of your job, parenting, navigating the logistics of finances, family, and more, you are actually fairly resilient. Lack of sleep affects your stress levels in all sorts of ways. You're more likely to make bad food choices, as high levels of cortisol mean that we crave fatty foods. Lack of sleep affects our stress levels in all sorts of other ways. A diet high in saturated fat and simple carbs reduces the time we spend in slow wave deep. To balance our stress, he says, try taking 5 stress-busting mini meals during the day. You can't just go all day and expect your brain to switch off at bedtime. Breaks can be short. Number 3, make time for an energy booster. The trick is knowing how to best tackle this without overstimulating your brain. Many of us will reach for a cup of coffee, but it takes up to 10 hours for the caffeine to clear out of our system. 10 hours. Number 4. This is the most useful one. This is the most useful one. Think about your worries earlier. We're so busy during the day that we don't have time to ruminate. Replaying events from the past, we just wish it had gotten better. If you wake up in the night thinking about all sorts of trivia and can't get back to sleep, try putting aside a specific chunk of time during the day to worry.